Bas, Jean-Jacques Cornish with the Africa Report. Good morning, Jean-Jacques. Hope you're well.
You exceedingly well, thanks.
Great. The impact of the horrific law in Uganda already having consequences. That legislation, which essentially criminalizes being gay in Uganda, already has the consequence of many people who rely on HIV/AIDS medication not reporting to clinics because they fear that if you report to receive antiretrovirals, that you'll somewhat, by implication, be outed as being part of the LGBTQI plus community. And this has worrying. This is a worrying consequence of this law, besides it being absolutely inhumane, simply being jailed because you're gay, lesbian, or transsexual, transgender.
Yes,
rather.
Indeed. You know, of course, it's the most draconian homophobic legislation on the planet, and it threatens the death penalty in some cases. So clearly people are very, very worried, and Uganda's friends are turning on Uganda, saying, you know, this is really going to have consequences in every aspect, including on your oil industry. But the fact is now, they have recently, in recent years, brought out an injectable antiretroviral drug. And that is, of course, to stop the stigma, to be sure of correct dosages, to fight against pill fatigue, and to improve adherence to this. But the clinics that are giving this out, so they're not doing pills, but they're doing injections. The clinics that are doing it are empty. People are not going there for the very reason you mentioned. They fear that they could be preyed upon, and that they could be prosecuted for by implication being gay, because if you know someone who's gay and do not mention it, that too is an offense under this new Ugandan law. So it really is going to have long-term effects. I was looking for the rate of HIV infections in Uganda, and I couldn't find that immediately to tell you, but I don't imagine that it's much less than in many other African countries.
That's right. And then in the DRC, a top UN official is urging for the orderly withdrawal of a UN peacekeeping force in the DRC.
Well, do you know that Joseph Kabila was among those that were saying, you've got to get out, you know, you've done your job. Now, MONUSCO was the most expensive, and if it isn't still, then it would be very close to the most expensive peacekeeping operation on the UN books. And Monsieur Jean-Pierre Lacroix, a French diplomat who has been the head of the Undersecretary for Peacekeeping Operations since 2017, is actually in the Congo, in Ituri at the moment. And he said, we're here to show you our support. We're here to support the communities. But at the end of the day, you, the Congo, are going to have to become more involved. And we, the UN, are going to have to withdraw. But the very, very mention of that frightens some people. And he's quick to say there will be no vacuum that you're going to have to fill. We'll step back as the DRC steps in. And that was the reason. It was poo-pooed at the time that Kabila and others said, we can do this job ourselves. There was some doubt about that. In fact, Lester, there still is. I myself doubt they can do the job yet. But it's interesting that at this very top level, the UN is saying, yeah, it's probably time that we step back.
It's a peacekeeping mission that South African National Defence Force members are also taking part, or have taken part. It's an important part that we play in regional peacekeeping in sub-Saharan Africa. But let's go to Senegal now. President there, Macky Sall, he's been urged to come clean on plans to contest for a third time at the helm of Senegal's government.
Well, we know that Ousmane Sonko, jailed for 2 years, is one of his opponents and has called on him to be clear about this. Idrissa Seck, another opponent, very brave to say, you must make yourself clear. He's Macky Sall. Everybody believes he's going to stand for a third time. He's not said anything. And it's this uncertainty that is causing violence. There was, of course, violence following the jailing of Sonko, or the sentencing of him. 16 people died in that. Now, that it's quietened down now, but the opposition is saying to Macky Sall, let us know what your intentions are. let's know. Come clean. Tell us what you're thinking of doing. And if you do stand again, it will be unprecedented and deeply, deeply damaging for Senegal. So we wait to see. This was the country that had probably the highest moral standing in Africa after South Africa at the time of democracy. So it's very important that they get this right, Lister.
Jean-Jacques Cornish, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to chatting to you again next week with the Africa Report on Good.